Senate Bill 154, an act to define the practice of law and to increase the penalty for practicing without a license.
Senate Bill 154 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Boak.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the Senate, Senate Bill 154 had a fairly extensive debate in committee, and since that time has continued to have debate on it. There's concerns that the drafters in the State Bar of South Dakota did not anticipate the concerns, the level of those concerns, and the nature of the fix necessary to try and address all of them have led us to the point where I think the appropriate thing to do at this point is to strike sections 2 and 3. And to that point, Madam President, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
I would waive the reading and such. It has been distributed.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Discussion on the Boak motion to amend.
Madam President,
Senator Boak.
As I said, this motion strictly just takes sections 2 and 3, which are the sections that try and define what the practice of law is. We'll take those out, and then I would ask you to go ahead and support the bill. Madam President, I'm sorry, could I speak to both the bill and the pending amendment?
That's granted.
Thank you. The section of the bill that will be left in place is just that raises the penalty for violation of practicing without a license, without any reference or details on the description of the practice itself, from a class 2 to a class 1, which puts it on a same even par as that of practicing medicine without a license. And with that, Madam President, members of the Senate, encourage your support.
Further remarks on the Boak motion to amend? Hearing on the question before the Senate is the Senator Boak motion to amend Senate Bill 154. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 154 as amended.
Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
Well, I think with Senator Boak's amendment, this does make it a better bill, but there's still a major problem with the bill. Before I talk specifically about the bill as amended, let me first of all say that my comments that I'm making here dealing with law would also apply to other professions, cosmetology, education, or the other some 40 occupations that we license in South Dakota. You know, oftentimes licensing is portrayed as an attempt to protect the consumer. However, I think this bill and also the many other licensing bills, while it's portrayed that way, also has another side to it. And sometimes it's a side that limits the choice of consumers. And this is a concern I have here about licensing lawyers, that we can only go to lawyers when it comes to legal questions, that it's limiting choice. For example, in Pierre, I know of one individual who is very well versed in law. This individual does not have a license, but I would dare say that this individual knows more about certain aspects of the law than many licensed lawyers. But my freedom of choice, my opportunity to get legal advice from this individual is prohibited by this law. Because if this person would give me legal advice, they would be guilty of a class 1 misdemeanor. Let me also mention, too, that in my education career, I've come across an individual who knows more about law than probably just about every lawyer in the state of South Dakota. What I'm referring to is when I was in graduate school working on my PhD in Claremont, California, I took a constitutional history seminar. The individual who taught the seminar was a Pulitzer Prize-winning historian. His specialty was constitutional history. In addition to that, many of his writings are actually cited in Supreme Court decisions. And so it's disturbing to me that this individual, who is an authority on the Constitution, constitutional law, but is not a licensed lawyer, could possibly be affected by a law like this. Also, in addition, we probably heard stories from time to time about individuals coming up with different forms to fill out a will or to do some other legal procedure. And sometimes we have these individuals being prosecuted. So I think we ought to move away from this kind of view here of limiting consumer choice. If a person wants to go to a licensed lawyer, hey, that's just perfectly fine. However, I think the consumer should also have a choice in being able to consult with other people too. Finally, let me mention that this bill now, the way it's amended, does not say anything about what practicing law is. The way it was originally was very vague and general, and it's probably a good thing we got rid of that, but we still do not have a clear, defined definition of practicing law. And finally, I think another good reason why we should vote against this bill is because moving it up from a Class 2 to a Class 1 misdemeanor, I think is inappropriate. Maybe in a few years, we might even move it up to a Class 6 felony. I just think it would be best if we would reject this bill. Thank you very much.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Senator Boag speaks a second time? Senator Boag.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I appreciate the comments of Senator Steggers. I think he may have misread the bill. Senate Bill 154, now as amended, restricts anyone from practicing as an attorney or counselor of law in any court of record, either by subscribing his name or someone else's name. This requires the active practice in the court system, either by the documents or an actual appearance in front of the judge or in the tribunal. This no longer addresses the concerns that Senator Steggers has elucidated as his concerns on a consumer freedom of choice issue. Those arguments may have been present in the original bill, and that is why, to address those concerns, the bar is going to take some additional time and try and address to try and finally narrow the actual definition of the practice of law. However, I would also stress to you that practicing law in a court is not simply the knowledge and historical background and the genesis of law, the actual wording of the law. It is how the application of that law through the Civil Procedure Code and the rules thereof that are the actual rules of practice that are used in the tribunals of this state and other states. So it is not clearly a freedom of choice issue anymore. It is truly a consumer protection, because only those that are familiar with those rules, not just the historians, are the ones that we're trying to make sure that we're not allowing the unlicensed people to practice. I would encourage your support of the bill.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Steggers.
Just a quick reply. As a consumer, if I'm going before a court of law, I still believe that we still have the freedom of choice here. That we shouldn't just limit it to a small group of people who happen to have a license. And I can guarantee you, if I was going before a court of law, if I would pick somebody that's not licensed, I would make sure that I had a very, very, very good person. And there are those people out there. As I mentioned earlier, there's a person I am aware of here in Pierre that is extremely knowledgeable of the law. And so I still think that this is a freedom of choice issue as to who I would want to defend me in the court of law. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 154 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Boag?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Dietrich
Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
No.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
No.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson? Olson, Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
no.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 26, nays 7, excused 2.
Senate Bill 154 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed as amended.
Madam President.
Senator Boag.
I do have a title amendment at the desk. I also would waive the reading. That's been distributed as well.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading of the title amendment? Is there a second?
Second.
Those in favor of the title amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries.